Good afternoon. I'm disclosing that I have no conflict of interest. I don't have a slide for it. But my presentation is about the gender differences in the progression to AIDS and mortality in the Houston ASD study that was performed between 1990 and 2001. CDC and HIV epidemiology program began the ASD project in 1990 to better define the frequency and spectrum of HIV-related illnesses. CDC conducted the study nationally in 10 states and local health departments, including the Houston area. ASD study is a longitudinal medical record study on HIV-positive persons. Funding was initially awarded in 1990 in the Houston area and continued, as I said, until 2001, with ASD officially ending in June 2004 by CDC. Persons enrolled in the study for Houston were drawn from patients at the Harris County Hospital District. There were actually two forms done for each patient that was enrolled in the study. One initial form that had an assigned unique identifier and assessed the visits in the last 12 months for each patient and collect demographic information as age, sex, and race, and other than that, stuff other like that, the basically demographic information, then identify risk factor, then the identification of opportunistic infections and other infections, treatments and prophylaxis given to the patient, antiviral medications and heart labs that included viral loads and CD4 counts. The follow-up forms had information that was actually filled once every six months, identify OIs again and other infections, treatments and prophylaxis, antiretroviral drug treatments, labs, including viral loads and CD4 counts. This is the list of the participating facilities at that time in the study. The study objective is to examine gender differences in the progression to AIDS and early mortality among HIV-positive persons. Generally, studies examining the effect of gender on HIV progression have produced contradictory results in the past. A certain consensus has been built over recent years that there is no major differences between men and women. And the aim of this study then is to further clarify this difference using the ASD project surveillance data. We use descriptive analysis of demographics and clinical parameters using frequency distribution, median, and quartile. Kaplan-Meier survival curve estimate was used to evaluate the progression to AIDS and subsequent death. The log rank test was used to determine the difference between the rank ordering of survival times. Cox proportional regression analysis was used to evaluate the effect of different factors on survival using the forward stepwise method. A total of 5,331 patients were involved in the Houston ASD project from the start to the finish of the project. The initial data preparation for this study involved the exclusion of the following cases for the purpose of the study. Patients with concurrent HIV-AIDS diagnosis, and the word here concurrent was defined by a diagnosis of AIDS within 12 months of the initial HIV diagnosis. This time frame was chosen as an indicator for inadequate access to care and treatment, since a shorter time frame may probably indicate late testing. Another group was eliminated from the study, that's HIV positive patients that did not attain AIDS condition. Therefore, only patients whose conditions progressed to AIDS were used in the current study. The total number of cases used for this study was 2,567. And I would like to note here that because of some missing values, the total numbers may not add up sometimes but it's basically because of the missing values. As you can see here, a general percentage proportional obtained in this study were closely representative of the local demographics of the HIV AIDS in the community of Houston, Harris County. Male to female ratio was almost 3-1, as you can see here. Majority of the patients were black, 48% of them were black, followed by white with 34.4%. Almost about 74% of the patients were between the age of 20 years to 39 years old. 90% of these patients were born in the United States. The highest mode of HIV transmission in the sample population was MSM, about 40%, injection drug use about 20%, and heterosexual contact was about 20%. Based on the study sample, only 25% of the patients had taken antiretroviral medications when they got involved in the study, and 30% had got heart medication. The average CD4 count for all the patients involved in the study was 281.5 cells per cubic millimeter, with 60% having CD4 count more than 200 and almost 40% with CD4 count less than 200. At enrollment, the patients were asymptomatic. Two-thirds of these patients were asymptomatic, with having a CD4 count of between 200 and 499, and third of the patients had CD4 count more than 500. As expected, the majority of the patients, which is 57.2%, CD4 count recorded shortly before the death were less than 200, and that was expected. Using the mean progression survival times and the median progression survival times, for the mean, there was a significant difference. There was a significant difference found between male and female in the progression time from study entry to attainment of AIDS condition. It was the time was for the mean was 38 months for male, while it was 49 months for female. From AIDS to death was 50 months for male, 58.5 for female. And from study entry to death, it was 86 month survival for male, or what it was about 96 for females, with females, of course, surviving longer than male. With a median, half of the male patients progressed to first AIDS condition at 24 months, compared to female at 33 months. These numbers here. Half of the male patients that attained AIDS condition died 6 months before females, and the number here is 39 for male versus 45 for female. And the median survival time between male and female differed by 18 months in total from entering the study to death. It was about 79 month median for male, while it was about 97 month for female. So in summary, the clinical course of the disease, we know it varies, it's variable. However, a number of therapeutics and maybe other factors may influence the natural history of the infection, although differences in the survival might result from biologically diverse response to HIV infection itself. Differences, differential access to medical care also may be another factor that leads to these findings. This graph actually compares the cumulative survival probability and the hazard ratio curves. They compare them together within the race, ethnicity groups. As you can see here, the whites have no significant difference in survival probability between male and female in whites, but males are significantly at risk of death from AIDS than females, where the p-value is almost zero. Blacks, for the blacks, female survive longer than male, but both male and female are at similar level of dying from AIDS. For the Hispanics, the female survive longer than male, but both male and female were at similar risk level of dying from AIDS. So in summary, actually, we wanted to show that the race and the ethnicity was not a significant comorbidity factor in general. That's why we actually didn't include it in the final model for analysis. All variables of the demographic and clinical characteristics in Table 1 and 2 that I showed before were included as covariates in the proportional hazard regression analysis using the forward stepwise method. The variables in the final model are those that appear on this table, actually, and the next table. As you can see here, gender, age, blood transfusion, CD4 count, heart status, and stage of illness at enrollment were significant covariates in determining patients' progression from HIV positive status to first AIDS condition. Race was not a significant factor, as I said before, so we didn't include it in the final analysis. The risk of progression from study enrollment to first AIDS condition based on the hazard ratio here. The effect of age was 1.02, HR was 1.02, which means that the risk increased by 2% with age. Males are at high risk or at high risk of progressing to AIDS condition faster than females, and the HR is 1.24. Patients whose mode of transmission was through blood transfusion were twice at risk of progression to AIDS, and the HR was 2.23. Patients who did not have heart medication are more at risk of progressing faster to AIDS than those who had, and HR was 1.43. And this table, the findings are age, gender, blood transfusion, MSM, undetermined mode of HIV transmission, CD4 count, heart status, and stage of illness at enrollment and death were significant covariates in determining patients' progression from study enrollment to death. Although significant, the negative beta here imply that gender, MSM, status, CD4 count, heart, and stage of illness before death had no visible influence on the dependent variable, which is death in this condition. There are actually several limitations to this study. One of them is data actually was collected from patients attending public hospitals and clinics whose specific demographic characteristics may not be representative of all HIV-infected persons in the Houston Harris County community, limiting the generalization of the results. Mortality may not be directly due to AIDS only, but as a result of multiple conditions associated with decreased immunity, including co-infections and opportunistic infections. Income and education levels were not available for evaluation by the socioeconomic factors in this study. So in conclusion, findings from this study indicate that significant differences exist between male and female in the progression from HIV positive status to AIDS and to death. Race was not a comorbidity factor, but black and Hispanic females were more likely to have longer survival probability than male from study enrollment to death. Given that this subject is not closed, as you all know, we believe that our results can significantly contribute to the discussion on gender differences in the disease progression. And at the end, in conclusion, I would like to acknowledge and thank my staff, whom some of them are here, and some are not here, especially the statistician who did this statistical analysis together, Osaro, Debu, and Marcia, and others too. Thank you.
Our next presenter is Dr. William Adi from the CDC HIV Incidence and Case Surveillance Branch.